Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's over 50 years since the Ladies Gaelic Football Association was founded, and in that time, the sport has grown massively. One of its successful initiatives in recent years is Gaelic for Mothers and Others, a programme that has brought thousands of women back into the game or introduced them for the first time in a fun, non-competitive and social environment. Well, to find out why it has been such a success, Maura Fay has been speaking to some of the people involved, and Maura's here now. So tell us more, Maura.
So, Claire, Gaelic Mothers and Others started in 2008 with a simple idea: to give women over 25 a chance to play Gaelic football without the pressure of competition. It began with just a handful of clubs and has grown to now over 400 across the country, and demand keeps rising. So to get a sense of what makes this initiative so popular, I visited Whitehall Columbkill GA Club in Dublin 9 last week. They train every Monday night at 9pm. One of the people I met was Ciara Toohey. She's PRO for the club, and she explained to me how their training session works.
So we're having a training session down in our new indoor arena. So at the moment the girls are doing the warm-up, and then we'll do a couple of drills, a bit of shooting practice, and then we'll get into the hard stuff at the end and have a little bit of a friendly game.
How many people do you have here tonight?
I think there's about 23, 24 down tonight, which is, look, it's great for coming back after Christmas. Our numbers have just jumped now. We've had about 3, 4, 5 new players in the last couple of weeks since we came back, so it's great, yeah.
And what's the age range of the participants here tonight?
They might be offended if I... I honestly couldn't tell you. I'd always say they're kind of around... I'd say we go anywhere from kind of 28, 29 up to 40s. Actually, I think when the girls... Where was that, a 50th there? For one of the girls, you wouldn't know. So it's a wide range of kind of ages. I think probably 30s up to 50s, yeah.
So people of all ages can
absolutely
do this.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's social. It's about getting out. It's, you know, you come for the social side of things and having a bit of crack with the other girls, and then obviously the exercise is a bonus as well. So,
and what's your background in Gaelic football?
Never played in my life. Yeah, no one ever played. Got involved in the nursery program with my son. Started coaching there, and then came up to Gaelic for Mothers and Others and got involved that way. So yeah, never played. Most of the girls actually on the team hadn't played. A couple of people played camogie, but most of the people are, you know, just got involved with the kids and came up and took it up themselves.
Does your son come to watch you play?
He has, yeah, once. I think he's done after that, yeah. But no, he does. It's good for him as well. He was like, oh, I didn't know you could play, so it's great, yeah.
And is the training intense, or is it a bit more easygoing?
It should be easy going, but it's intense, yeah. I'm just back. I was injured, not from this, from another sport. So I'm just back. So I'm easing myself in tonight. But yeah, no, it can be, the lungs get going, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like gentle yoga. I mean, this is full-on training, isn't it? Like, it's hard.
It is, but it's a lot of fun. I think I would describe it to, I don't know, primary school PE class, just people having fun running around.
Yeah, great way to let off steam. And the Gaelic for Mothers and Others, the football blitzes then are a good crack as well.
They are, Claire. So around 3,000 women took part in last year's national blitz. There's also similar blitzes happening abroad. There's an annual one in New York every October, and there's also been blitzes in Barcelona in Spain and Rennes in France. I spoke to Louise Quayle about the blitzes. She's 40 and this is her third season with Mothers and Others. I started by asking her if she'd much experience of playing Gaelic football prior to taking it up.
No, like in secondary school. So I kind of knew a little bit about it. And my son plays for Whitehall in the club. So I kind of familiarised myself through that. But no skill whatsoever.
And how was that first experience of turning up to Mothers and Others?
Do you know what? So welcoming, so open and warm. And now a lot of the women I would know from the local school. So I would have known, and plus my two sisters play as well. So very much you come up, and it's like anybody who joins really is welcomed with open arms. And we've had a couple of mothers move from different clubs. And it's really nice. It's a real social, relaxed, informal environment. It's lovely.
What for you have been the benefits of taking part in it?
Well, definitely there's a fitness element, a little competitive element. Even though it's a non-competitive league, or we're not in a league as such, you still definitely love getting that fire in your belly when you do get to arrange matches. And especially any time we've played matches or the blitz, they're just so much fun. Like, you don't feel like you're a mother. You feel like you're one of the kids on the school team years ago, all in it together. It's really lovely.
Tell me about the blitzes that happen.
So we've been to a couple of blitzes, the main one being the one in Portmarnock that happens around August or September, where there is like, oh God, over 2,000 women or teams come together and play, and that it's like an all-day blitz. And, you know, you can get lucky or not with the weather, but everybody dresses up in a team and you go out and you just, it's just so much fun. That's really what it's all about.
If somebody's listening to this and thinking, oh God, I'd like to try Mothers and Others, would you encourage them to do it?
Absolutely, do it. You know, and it's hard, like our training sessions to be on at 9 o'clock at night, which is tough to get off the couch at nine, but equally all your motherly jobs are done. So it's a nice time and you always come back and have a good sleep after because you're quite knackered. So I would definitely encourage anybody to get involved, yeah.
Do you need much skill?
Absolutely not. No. Well, I don't have it and I'm still here 3 years on. So no, definitely not.
That's Louise. And I'd say a lot of us would struggle with getting up off the couch at 9 o'clock when your jobs are done. But good inspiration there from Louise. It is a really fast growing movement, though, isn't it, in the world of Gaelic football?
It is. Vinnie Whelan is the head of growth and participation in the Ladies Gaelic Football Association. And he told me how the initiative has grown since its inception.
Start in 2008, there were six clubs to start off with, pilot clubs. It has grown exponentially. In just before COVID hit in 2020, there were 190 clubs. We're now up to 577 clubs across the country. And it's growing. Only today we had a new club established.
What do you think is behind the success of it?
I think it's the social element to it. It's a non-competitive, small-sided games model as well. I think it's bringing people from different backgrounds together to play in, again, as I said, the non-competitive environment. It doesn't matter whether somebody has ever played before. It doesn't matter whether somebody used to play inter-county. They're playing on the same pitch together. The rules complement that also insofar as there's, you know, two touches, so one bounce, one solo, or two solos. So it doesn't mean that if somebody did used to play at a high level that they can run the pitch and nobody else gets a pass. It means that they have to deliver the ball to somebody else on their team. So it's not like a competitive game where one team can dominate. Not that that matters because there's no scores involved anyway. But it just means that there's interaction with each other, there's interaction with the ball on a high level.
A lot of the women here mentioned that their children play and that they've gotten involved through that. I suppose maybe this is about making, as you said, that bit of time for yourself that, you know, you're not just a mother. You should be able to go out and have fun just like your kids.
Absolutely. And the programme would have you know, come about because of mothers standing on the sidelines. And, you know, the children were playing on the pitch, but the mothers were standing there watching. But this is an outlet for them to play too. They can play, they can have as much enjoyment for themselves as their own children are having. It doesn't matter as well, like, you don't need to be a mother. Like, anybody over the age of 25 can play in this social strand of football, and that's the beauty of it. Even if you've never played before, come along, give it a go, make new friends, meet people from different walks of life, and just become part of something that's fun. And I always say it's the place to fall down because somebody else will pick you up.
Would you say this is a very unique initiative?
Absolutely. I think it's the largest of its kind in Europe. There's a social soccer model in the United States, but there's certainly nothing across this side of the pond that would even equal Gaelic for Mothers and Others. There's nothing that gives that experience of being able to go out and play sport for sport's sake, where you're not worried about scoring, you're not worried about winning, you're not worried about performing. You're just going out there to enjoy yourself, sport for sport's sake.
Yeah, and hugely popular as well, as Vinnie says. So if people want to find out more, Maura, about Mothers and Others, how can they go about doing that?
Simply log on to ladiesgaelic.ie website and click on the LGFA tab there, and all the details of your local Mothers and Others team are on there.
Thanks very much, Maura. Up off the couch at 9 o'clock at night, that's the way to do it. Still to come in the next hour, meet the parents who don't think children should get a smartphone in first year of secondary school. Can Kim Kardashian help turn sportswear giant Nike fortunes around? Well, Adam Maguire has that story, and Éan and Ilana on the spectacular spring migration of the birds. But coming up next, Professor Luke O'Neill will be here.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.